Youngstown, the community foundation of the Mahoning Valley, recently welcomed Josh Madore to its staff. Madore was named Community Relations and Engagement Coordinator, a new position created to advance the foundation's strategic initiatives and serve as an ambassador in the community. "We are thrilled to have Josh join the foundation and our strong team," Sherry Harrell, president of the Community Foundation, said in a news release. "He has already taken the lead on making connections across the community and supporting many of the current projects we have in progress here at CFMV. We are looking forward to Josh growing in this role and sharing his tremendous talent with our team." Madore previously spent 7 years at the Business Journal, most recently as special projects editor. A native of Flint, Michigan, he graduated from Youngstown State University in 2014 with a bachelor's degree in journalism. Madore officially began at the foundation at the beginning of October. He can be reached at jmadore@cfmv.org or 330-743-5555. Community members helped celebrate Rescue Mission's new building, Youngstown. Local community members last week helped celebrate the Rescue Mission of the Mahoning Valley's new building at 1300 Martin Luther King Boulevard. Participating in the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the $8 million, 50,000-square-foot building were, representing volunteers, Pastor David Wyant, who for more than 12 years has provided Sunday morning chapel service for mission guests, representing the community and donors, Pastor Kenneth Donaldson, who grew up on the site of the new Rescue Mission building, representing all who worked on the building, Nelson Whitmer, owner of Whitmer Construction, the general contractor for the project, representing past and current clients, Doug Goff, who came to the Rescue Mission as a client and is now a board member, representing past and current staff members, Jenny Sen, the longest tenured staff member, who also is the daughter of the previous executive director, David Sherrard, representing past and current board members, Marissa Volpini, president and CEO of Rescue Mission of the Mahoning Valley, John Muckridge. Kravitz raises $200 for Animal Welfare League, announces contest winner Liberty. Kravitz Delicatessen raised more than $200 for the Animal Welfare League of Trumbull County during its National Sandwich Day celebration last week. During the COVID-19 time, many people adopted pets, and when things opened back up, they realized they were not prepared to continue caring for their pets, Jack Kravitz, president of Kravitz Delicatessen, said in a news release. "When we learned that Animal Welfare had a record number of surrenders, we wanted to help. Customers who made a donation were entered to win a free sandwich per week for a year. The winner was Betty Mickelman of Liberty. Commission approves grant for Youngstown and Southeastern Railroad Columbus. The Ohio Rail Development Commission this week approved a $130,000 grant for the Youngstown and Southeastern Railroad, a subsidiary of Midwest and Bluegrass Rail, to stabilize a railroad embankment in Columbiana County. The project involves engineering and permit coordination, earthwork to restore a stream to its previous location, embankment stabilization and other related work. Over the past several years, the course of Little Bull Creek, adjacent to the Youngstown and Southeastern Railroad's line near Rogers in Columbiana County, changed course. The new channel of the stream was directly against a YSRR embankment and began to erode the embankment," a news release states. Do you have an announcement about your business or organization you'd like to share? Email news@mahoningmatters.com.